From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, October 28, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Greg Hudson and Roger Hannigan-Gilson are reporting in the Register Star that a report from the State Attorney General's office found most illegal guns in New York come from out of state. However, local law enforcement say in Greene and Columbia counties, more often illegal firearms are acquired through local residential burglaries. According to the AG report, many handguns confiscated as crime guns were illegally trafficked into New York, often through the private sale in states with less stringent gun control legislation. In Greene and Columbia counties, law enforcement confiscated 176 weapons during a five-year period between 2010 and 2015. Of the 110 guns recovered in Columbia County, 38% originated in New York, while 62% were from another state, fewer than the state average of 74%. In Greene County, law enforcement recovered 66 guns during the same period. The most commonly confiscated type of gun was a rifle. Greene County Sheriff Lieutenant Adam Bernard said, and I quote, "Generally, the bulk that we come across in terms of recovered guns are usually stolen property," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that energy provider Central Hudson recently held two informal meetings in Coxsackie to gauge public interest in extending the village natural gas pipelines. Central Hudson Representative Robin Moore said if there is interest, expanding natural gas coverage is possible. At present, only two blocks in the southeast corner of the village have a natural gas connection. If the company decides the expansion is financially feasible, Moore said, the installation of additional pipelines would most likely move forward in phases. Many homeowners currently have oil heat and would have to install new heating systems in their homes. Moore touted the benefits of heating with natural gas over oil. He said, and I quote, natural gas is a lot cleaner, so maintenance is lower. Oil requires new filters, nozzles, and having someone maintain the system. There is less maintenance for natural gas, and it is more economical and versatile, end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The Daily Freeman is reporting that recent vandalism to a Hillary Clinton-Tim Kaine campaign sign in Phenosia is under investigation. The blue and white sign was defaced with the handwritten phrases, and I quote, "I'm going to kill you," end quote, and quote, "I watch you every day," end quote, and a black X was scrawled across the candidates' names. The sign was posted on property owned by Christian Smythe and Swanna McNair. The couple told the paper they found the threat troubling. Shandaken Police Chief Chad Story said on Thursday, October the 27th, the incident is being investigated as criminal mischief. Nightly police patrols in the area have been increased, he said. Story said, and I quote, "We'll try to put everybody's mind at ease. I feel as if there's someone expressing their political view on someone's private property," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that three New York City residents are suing the state and New York City boards of elections in an effort to eliminate a state law that forbids voters from showing a marked-up ballot. Doing so is currently a misdemeanor under state election law. The suit was filed Wednesday, October the 27th in Manhattan Federal Court. The plaintiffs argue that ballot selfies have become a common form of political expression. In a similar case filed in the state of Michigan, the court found, and I quote, "The prohibition on ballot selfies reaches and curtails the speech rights of all voters," end quote. State Board of Elections spokesman John Conklin said the board is reviewing the lawsuit. Conklin clarified the existing law to county boards of election commissioners in a memo on Thursday. He wrote, and I quote, "With regard to selfies specifically, you can take a picture of yourself voting as long as it does not show a voted ballot or how you voted," end quote. Conklin also noted no one in recent memory has been prosecuted for showing off a completed ballot. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Diane Valden in the Columbia paper compares the two women in the election for the 106th State Assembly District, which covers Ancrum, Gallatin, Claremont, Germantown, Livingston, Taconic, Copeck, Greenport, Clabrick, Kent, and Hudson in Columbia County, and Milan, Pine Plains, Northeast, Amenia, Stanford, Clinton, Hyde Park, Pleasant Valley, and Poughkeepsie in Dutchess County. Democrat Dee Dee Barrett, the incumbent since March 2012, is competing against Teresa Terry Sullivan, the Republican, who currently serves on the Copeck Town Board since November 2014. She is a speech and language pathologist and audiologist, primarily for Berkshire Health Systems, Fairview Hospital, and Berkshire Medical Center, and also consults for Ulster County UCP Community Rehab Center, Camp Hill Village, and Whittier Nursing Home. You can see her website at www.drterry4ny.com. Barrett, before her time in the legislature, was the former director of publications at the American Folk Art Museum and a journalist and consultant. Her website is www.ddbarrett.com. Matthew Hamilton reports in the Albany Times-Union that a poll from a Democratic-supporting political group showed Democratic 19th Congressional District candidate Zephyr Teachout leading Republican John Faso by 3 points. Faso led Teachout 43-42 in a Time Warner Cable News Siena College poll released at the end of September with 15% undecided. The new poll, conducted by Public Policy Polling for In Citizens United PAC, has Teachout leading Faso 44-41, with another 15% of voters undecided. Faso has a 33-40 favorable-unfavorable result in this poll. Teachout has a 38-37 favorable-unfavorable rating. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Albany Times-Union reports that the Massachusetts Turnpike won't take cash for toll payments starting October 28th, with all electronic tolling eliminating toll booths in the state. Overhead gantries and sensors embedded in the pavement deduct money from EasyPass accounts, or a camera will capture an image of the license plate and send a bill to the address linked to the plate. E-Zip Pass tag holders issued in Massachusetts get a discount, but everyone else pays full price beginning October 28. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Today is day 10 of the WGXE Dead Air 2 Resurrection 2016 Fall Pledge Drive. During the coming days, WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting scattered rain and snow showers before 9 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers between 9 a.m. and noon. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 42 degrees. For Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 35 degrees. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a slight chance of rain after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 56 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of rain before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of rain or drizzle after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 52. And on Sunday, a slight chance of rain or drizzle before 10 a.m., then a chance of rain after 10 a.m., cloudy with a high near 57 degrees. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy, with a low around 36. The sun rose this morning at 7:25 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:53 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 28th day of October 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.